boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Really love getting a text message from a friend who is passing me on the road, and they go, by the way, your headlight's out at night. But that's what happened when I drove home from work yesterday.
Good friend,
thank you, but I also didn't want to hear that.
Well, it's a bummer.
I know. I'm like, oh, crap. I don't really want to go to the shop and get a headlight fixed. So I was going to ask Neighbor Man to fix my headlight because I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I don't even know where to begin to fix a headlight. So I'm not doing it.
I'm pretty sure I know how. I think I know how to change one. I think I do.
You do?
I'm pretty sure. Okay,
wait. A headlight?
I definitely have done a brake light. Is that the same procedure?
I don't know a brake light procedure.
Okay.
What do you? I don't know.
I have changed a light before.
You don't know which one was which?
I can't remember. I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't know. It could have been
in the front or the back.
I think I've done both. Maybe. I definitely have done the back.
Okay.
As far as the front goes.
Well, this is the front, honey.
I think it's probably something similar. What I need you to do is go to a car shop and go inside and be like, okay, this is the type of vehicle I have. What kind of light do I need to buy? Because that's what I had to do with my dad. Because I don't know what type of light goes into what. They tell you. Okay. And they tell you what to buy. And then bring it to work. Pop that daddy open and I'll get in there and see you.
I don't like how you said that. Pop that daddy open. Like you knew what you were talking about. This made me nervous.
Shouldn't that make you feel better that I know what I'm talking about?
I kind of want you to try this.
I do. I think I can. I think I'm pretty sure. I'm sort of certain that I think I can do it.
You're sort of certain.
I'm like semi-confident that I could change your headlight. If you give me the chance.
Okay. I'm kind of want you to do this because I kind of want to see you make a fool of yourself. I'm kind of down for it. And if anyone's car is going to get ruined while doing it, should be mine because it's already pretty much ruined anyway.
Well, so that's where I get nervous. I'm like, if I pluck the wrong thing under that hood.
Well, we plucking things.
Then it could explode.
It's the verbiage that you're saying. The things that you're saying that freaks me out. You're saying pluck. You're saying procedures. I'm like, does she even know what she's talking about?
Yeah, I am a mechanic, secretly.
You know, this whole time I thought maybe, just maybe, I needed to get myself a boyfriend because I needed a man in my life to help me with my car problems. Nah. Turn to my bestie Taylor. Maybe she can help me. Well, that's what she thinks.
I'm pretty sure I can help you with your headlight that is out.
Yeah, I got a headlight that's out and I better get it fixed before the cops see me. All right, cops, if you see me, can you give me a couple more days? Taylor's got to do this.
Let me figure out if I've ever actually done it before, because I'm still not quite sure. I know I've changed
a light bulb. You just don't know which one.
I definitely have changed a brake light.
Oh.
Is that different? Probably. But I think I could figure it out and save you some shop fees.
Yeah, that would be nice. I don't really want to spend money at the shop if I don't have to. There's a problem, though, that I didn't think of, because honestly, I've never done this before. But thank God 8029 thought of this. They texted in and they said, but some headlights, you have to remove the bumper.
Ooh.
And I don't know if mine requires that, to be honest with you. I have no idea.
Well, how about this? I could definitely remove it. I can't promise you that I can get it back on.
What are you going to do if it can't come back on? What are we going to do? Staple it back on? Nail it back on?
My old car was zip tied and it added a lot of character and flavor to her. So I can remove it if needed, but getting it back on, that may be a different story.
If you see somebody driving in Cedar Rapids with their bumper, just go.
Dragon.
It is me.
And
mind
I failed.
Your business.
That means I failed.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I feel like as you get comfortable in a relationship, date night sometimes takes the back seat.
Mm-hmm. No longer is romantic or fun sometimes.
Or you just don't do it. You just plain don't even do it.
That's true.
Which I think is
You're
okay.
You're like, we went to the bank. It was a date.
Hey, sometimes the grocery store does feel like a date, and that's fine. But there's this guy going viral on Twitter, of all places, for what he's calling the hottest new date night that he says he came up with his girlfriend. He invented it during a blizzard in New York last winter, so I'm sure it was very similar to some of the winter storms we had here in Iowa, where you're kind of like stuck at home. You can't leave.
Yeah.
So they invented what they call a bottle night, and it's really quite simple, to the point that people are making fun of how simple it is. They lock their phones away. They turn the TV off. They each grab a bottle of wine, which is where bottle night comes from, and talk. And that's it. They simply...
I would love this!
They talk. They enjoy each other's presence. And he says that the two of them, he and his girlfriend, live together, but it's easy to miss out on quality time.
Girl, this is so me. You know I love a deep conversation.
Oh, God. Well, the post is viral mostly because people are like, wow, this guy discovered hanging out. Like, because if you think about it, it's really simple. You need wine and that's it.
Uh-huh.
And another person.
Uh-huh.
There's no mention of having to finish the bottle of wine. That is up to you.
This
if you want
is my date night. Oh, my God.
You're into it.
Oh, my God. You have no idea.
Okay.
I'm here for it. I love I just love talking, but I also love listening as well to people's stories. Like, I like to hear like how your day is, and I like get a little sad when I'm like, how was your day? And you like only give me one word sentence, and I'm like, I want more. Give me more.
Oh
what,
it's aggressive a little bit. I want more.
Tell me about your day. And then we could talk about your life goals. We could talk about your childhood trauma. Oh my God, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Sounds like a therapy Where's session the wine?
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
It's safe to say everybody messes up pretty bad each week. I don't think there's a perfect week for anybody in their life.
No. I want to talk to you if you really think you have a perfect week.
Now, you didn't mess up one bit.
How do you do that?
You didn't mess up and say something wrong in an email, or you didn't mess up your grammar. You mess up somehow, some way.
Always.
I messed up yesterday, hardcore. I was paying my phone bill, my cell phone bill, you know, and I was just trying to get through it fast. I was annoyed. I don't really want to pay it. It's expensive.
It's not fun.
I feel like I pay more than the average person does for a phone, for a one-person phone bill. Mm-hmm. I feel like I pay more than anything. So I'm just getting through it because I'm annoyed, and I'm clicking it, and I swear to God, I thought it said, thank you, you've submitted your payment, and I'm like, great. And then I go back home to the homepage, and it's like, bill is due. But I think it's one of those things that it hasn't like gone through yet.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm like, great, let me pay it. I didn't pay. All right. And normally I also normally get a text message right away and an email. And I'm like, huh, that's weird. Like, I didn't get either one of those. So maybe I really didn't pay.
Yeah.
So I go through the whole process again. Didn't even notice dumb destiny. Didn't notice there was a different amount.
I probably wouldn't have either.
Again, because I'm just going through like really quickly. I paid again. So, 2 minutes later, I finally get the text message and an email. And then 2 minutes later after that, I get another text message and email. And I'm like, what do you mean? Why are you sending me two? I paid for this month and next month.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I'm so mad at, because I budget for this month.
Right.
I didn't budget to pay for next month. So we're eating ramen noodles is what we're going to do. I'm just kidding.
You know what? That's annoying. But however, you next month is going to be like, sick. I have this extra money.
I know. It's going to feel good next month. Right. But I'm kind of mad at myself, because it's like, why weren't you paying attention?
Right.
Why did you just go click, 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 click? And you just thought you were fine.
Right.
And that's what I messed up. So now I'm paying for it. So we'll eat ramen noodles instead. No, I'm just kidding.
That's fine. I messed up last night as well. I really like cooking dinners. It's like one of my favorite parts of the day. I like trying new recipes. And I was trying something new last night, which at my house, we have a certain amount of dinners that we like rotate through, because we know the stuff that we really like. But last night I wanted to try a new like shrimp with rice situation, which seemed easy enough. Like, you really can't screw this up. But I was on FaceTime as I was cooking, so I was already like kind of distracted, talking to my mom, telling her a story from the day. And then I'm like measuring out spices to season the shrimp, And suddenly my 1/8 of the spicy one, not paprika, but cayenne pepper.
It was
supposed to be 1/8 of a teaspoon. And I look down and I have completely overflowed the teaspoon. It's everywhere. So I'm like freaking out. I'm like, Mom, I gotta go. I'm screwing up my dinner right now. So I tried to, you know, salvage what I could, made the dinner, and it was gross. It was just a gross recipe. It was bad probably because I made it wrong. And I ended up like hardly eating any of it. But the bright side was that I had Girl Scout cookies to make up for
it. That was dinner, baby.
That was dinner.
Don't you dare call 1-800-Netflix. I don't know what their phone number is, but
it could be that, actually.
1-800-WATCH-NETFLIX. I don't know. But don't you dare call them and tell them, hey, that girl on Those Girls in the Afternoon named Destiny, yeah, she's mooching off her parents. Because I don't want to get in trouble.
I don't either. I got booted off my parents.
Oh, I'm back on, baby.
Luckily,
thanks, Netflix.
We're mooching off my boyfriend's parents at my house.
We want to know, who are you mooching off of and for what? Is it like a streaming service, a membership of some sort? Or is it something else that I'd like to know?
You're not paying for, but you're benefiting from.
Inflation, tell me, because I would like to benefit somehow, some way. It's funny because a lot of people actually mooch off of me. I have Disney Plus. I've got Hulu. I've got ESPN. Mm-hmm. All those streaming services. They come with my phone plan, so I get them for free.
Oh, yeah. You're the guy then.
And so my family has all my passwords. I've got friends who've got my passwords to it as well. I will tell you this. DJ Lady J was using my Paramount Plus at one point. She had my password.
I remember.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, she mooched off of me. The only thing that I mooch off of, well, other than my parents' Netflix, I also mooch off of their Sam's Club.
Hey.
They live in Texas, but I have their Sam's Club membership in here in Iowa.
And you should hold on to that tightly.
I'm a one person. What do I need it for? I don't know. I don't need 62 rolls of toilet paper, but I'm like, I'll use this Sam's Club membership. And I just happened to casually mention this to Neighbor Man, and now he wants to mooch off of me, who's mooching off my parents' mm-hmm. Sam's Club membership. He's like, wait, I want to use that too.
Uh-huh.
He wants to use that as well. So he wants to go with me so that we can buy a 62-pack a roll of toilet paper. We don't need that.
I am him and he is me. And not with Sam's Club, but my boyfriend, his family has Costco memberships.
Uh-huh.
And when I found that out about him, and I was like, they have like really comfy, cheap clothes. I want you to take me there. Like flannels in the winter. They have the best one. Go to Costco. So when I found out that he had access to that, I was like, I'm going to mooch off you who's mooching off your parents.
Does your boyfriend have a brother? a boyfriend?
Yes, he does have a brother. If you're a proud streaming service moocher, stand up, okay? Thank you. Join us. You are one of us, and
welcome.
I am one
club.
Of you. Seriously, Susan admitted on the Facebook page that they have Netflix and share with their kids. She's also said, shh, keep that on the DL.
Hey, we ain't telling.
But they have other subscription services that they share the passwords with her household. So, you know, you give some, you take some. We are asking you, who are you mooching off of and for what? How are you benefiting? We all do it. So call us and tell us. Probably the ultimate
moocher?
Streaming service moocher. because I don't think I have a single streaming service that is actually my own.
Are you serious right now? You don't pay for not a single one. Apple TV.
Nope.
Hulu.
Nope. I'm on my parents' Hulu. We are now on my boyfriend's parents' Netflix. I have my sister's HBO Max. The one that's going to throw you for a loop, though, is my Disney Plus account. I only have it on my living room TV because, backstory, I had a roommate named Natalie, and she had a guy over that she met on a dating app, and he wanted to watch Disney Plus.
Okay.
So he signed in on the living room TV, which happens to be my TV. Natalie has since moved out back to the Des Moines area. I still have this guy's Disney Plus.
No, you don't.
I can't even remember his name because he only ever came over once. Okay. But I still will click on Hannah Montana here and there.
He doesn't notice that you're watching Hannah Montana?
I'm wondering if this is a regular activity for him that he just...
He's like, oh, I watched Hannah Montana last night, too.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, is this his flex that he, like, meets up with girls? And he's like, yeah, I got Disney Plus. Let me take care of it. Silly you, bro, because you're signing in on these TVs, and I'm reaping the benefits. Thank you so much.
Dude, that's awesome.
So I'm waiting for the day that I am no longer able to mooch off of this.
Well, then I'll give you my Disney Plus. How about that?
I'll take it, but it's not as fun as a Tinder stranger providing my Disney Plus.
I am going to do it. I'm going to call somebody out here at work who is a moocher off of me, and they don't know I'm going to call them out.
Is it me?
Sometimes you eat my candy.
Yeah, and sometimes you eat my candy, so is it really mooching if we both do it?
I ask. I don't think you ask.
Well, you've got candy that has been sitting on your desk for months, so I know
it's Halloween candy.
I don't have to ask anymore because it's free for everybody.
Who are you mooching off of and for what? You could still call us and tell us about it at 319-200-1029. Maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's your best friend, maybe it's your parents. For me, what's happened here at work, producer Ben is mooching off of me.
In what way?
In the room that he's in, that's right behind this studio right now.
Yeah.
That lamp in there, that's my lamp.
Oh.
I bought it with my own money.
Oh, it's your personal lamp.
That is my personal lamp. There's also a space heater in there. That is my space heater.
Oh.
That he's mooching off of. And for many, many years, he used my headphones as well. Now all the part-timers use my headphones, but yes. He uses I let him. I don't care. He can use them. I don't really care. But he's mooching off of me.
Jeez. Okay. Morgan, who are you mooching off of and for what?
Okay. So my best friend's sister is a hairdresser, and I get her to do my hair whenever I need it done, and it's free.
So you show up to the house, and you're like, oh my gosh, you guys, I didn't have time to do my hair. What am I going to do? So she helps?
Yeah, always.
I get that. I have friends... My old roommate, actually, the same one that had a man over to sign into Disney Plus, and I still have that. She would mooch off me for makeup.
Like, she would do her makeup, or she just stole your makeup?
She didn't steal it. She would mooch off me either to try like new things that I had bought because she just wasn't into makeup. She didn't like to spend money on it.
Yeah.
She didn't really like to do it. She said that she never felt like she was very good at it. So anytime we would like go out and about, she'd be like, do you want to play makeovers? And I'm like,
we're in our 20s.
But guess what? I would say yes every time.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm going to speak for all the dads out there. Man, the grass is getting green, and I'm so happy that it's going to rain tonight because the grass needs it.
Mm. It's like my dad was in the room.
I'm wearing a hat that has a Coors logo on it.
You're pretty much a dad.
I'm giving very much dad today. So lawn update, everybody. We got some major green patches, which means it's about time to fire up the mower, baby.
Ooh, it's been a while.
It's been...
Better crack it out, see if it still works.
Yeah, dust it off. Get a little gas in there.
Mm.
Get ready to go, because it is mowing season, dude, baby.
I am so excited to wake up on a Sunday morning and the smell of cut grass.
Not too early, though, please.
8 a.m., baby. That's the earliest you can do.
Before, I was going to say, anytime before 9 a.m., move out.
Wake me up to it.
You want to wake up to them?
Wake me up to the mower.
I'm glad we live in different neighborhoods. That's unacceptable to me.
What is probably the worst thing about summertime? And maybe even a little, I would count spring as well.
Bugs.
Yes. They're bad boys.
Okay. Where are you going with this?
They're bad boys, right? Mosquitoes. They bite you.
Mm-hmm.
Come with diseases and stuff. But the worst one I cannot stand, and I'm going to make it very clear, I cannot stand ticks.
You have a very specific hatred toward ticks. I don't like them either, but you definitely think about them more than anybody I know.
I thought about them last night. I think about them actually every day. They're my Roman Empire.
Oh.
Oh my God.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
I just realized that they are my Roman Empire. I think about ticks quite often. I feel like they're on me almost every day. I'm like freaking out about that. I'm freaking out about the diseases that come with them. I don't want to think about them.
Okay.
Okay. And even over this weekend, we went on a trail, me and neighbor man, right? His dog had a tick on him, which comes with being on a trail, right? I knew that that was going to happen. So the thing is, they're going to be a lot worse this year than they were last year. And that is not something I wanted to hear.
Why?
Well, the health agencies are saying that you should watch out because this year ticks are going to be bad. The reason for this is that we kind of had like a warmer winter than normal.
Yeah.
And if we would have had like a freezing winter, then all the ticks would have died. But we had kind of a warmer winter, so they didn't really die off. So the population is pretty big right now. So be prepared. They are going to be attacking humans and our pets.
Way to get us all excited for spring.
Woo! Yay. I'm going to be indoors.
Yup.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So it's about that time that people are going out on their spring break trips. And to my knowledge, Destiny, you don't have anything planned for this year, right?
I didn't have my microphone on.
The answer is no.
The answer is no. If I can't even do that, I probably can't even plan a spring break trip. So no.
Okay, so this year, off the table, that's fine, whatever. I have something that you may be interested in for next year.
Yeah, I could probably make that work.
Because there's this cruise that everybody's talking about that, I don't know, I feel like I just want to like see how you feel about it. So
I've always actually wanted to do a cruise before.
Really? Okay.
Wow, you got really excited for me to say that.
I think I didn't know. I am personally a little
scared.
You
don't want to. I know you think you're going to die on one, but I would love to do a cruise. Okay. I think it'd be fun.
So out of the two of us, you need to take one for the team and go on this cruise.
Okay.
It is being put on again next year. It sets sail in 2025. It's through Norwegian Cruise Lines. And
I've heard great things about them.
They're transforming one of their ships, the Norwegian Pearl cruise ship. It's going to set sail from Tampa for a week of fun at sea through Mexico and Honduras.
Ooh.
And they're calling it the Bare Necessities Tour and Travel. Meaning this is a nudist cruise.
Taylor, why do you think that? Why?
Hear me out, okay? You don't have to worry about getting bikini body ready when you're not wearing a bikini, okay?
No, but you should, because I'm like, I don't want anyone to see this.
So,
I have got to hit the gym then.
The Bare Necessities Tour and Travel.
So when do I have clothes on, ever?
Well, let me tell you all about it, okay? I knew you would have questions, because who wouldn't, seriously? the big nude boat can hold...
That's not what they call it!
That's what this article that I read called it, the big nude boat. It holds 2,300 passengers. That's a whole lot of nudity, but...
I'm going to see that many people in their birthday suit?
Perhaps.
Dear Lord.
If they sell it out, because this is quite specific. So there are some rules, okay? You can't just be all naked, free, willy-nilly. There are no photos allowed. Absolutely zero photos, which makes sense.
Well, how are they going to withhold that, though? You have to take our phones away.
No, I think from this person who seems like they know a lot about it, they say there's signs everywhere. All of the staff is really aware, like, that is something that they really enforce.
Darn, I can't take a selfie.
I guess not. Maybe from your room, I guess you could probably do that. But no photos in the public spaces. You do have to wear clothes when you're docked and like doing any sort of excursions in Mexico or Honduras or whatever. You have to be clothed in main and specialty dining rooms and at the captain's gala cocktail party.
Oh, because we wouldn't want the captain to see us like that.
Well, outside of those times, you can be nude through the ship morning, noon, and night. And
you know what? I kind of like this. I'm down.
Well, because, you know, for most cruises, there's at least a night or two or certain restaurants on the ship that require, like, evening wear.
Well, my sister went to, when her first cruise that she did for her honeymoon, she actually had to borrow one of my prom
yeah,
dresses.
Yeah, it's fancy.
Because she had to wear a prom dress because right. It's so fancy and stuff. I'm thinking this is a great idea. Now, first off, I got to hit the gym. I've got plenty of time, which is great.
2025, like I said.
I think this is awesome. And even better because you know what? I wouldn't have to pack that much. And I hate packing. So this is the perfect trip for me.
In fact, you could show up with
nothing.
Literally nothing.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
We've got beef.
Not between the two of us.
No, we're getting along. Nay, nay. We're getting along.
I'm sure there's people praying on our downfall, but our beef is between us and the sports station.
Yeah. Sounds odd.
It is odd. We share a building with our brother station 1600 ESPN, and who we thought was our friend, the Todd Brommelkamp Show, who does mornings over there, recently kind of like stepped in it, I would say. I don't think he meant to start this. He was using something of ours, which is this music. Mm-hmm. The dogs barking. It's a groovy little tune.
They sound like they're happy.
Yeah. We've used this. We used it back during the holiday season when we were doing like our food and toy and pet supply drive called Stuff the Wagon.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you heard this for probably a whole month straight from us.
Exactly.
We love it. And he used it the other day and he hates it. He hates it a lot.
Pooing all over it.
He didn't know it was ours. We let him know, hey, stop it.
Don't hate on it.
Don't hate on our dog music. We like it. And now he's made it into a whole thing all this week on his show. He keeps using it, even
and
though he hates
fun
it.
Of him.
He hates it. He hates it so much. And every time he talks about it, he's like, I don't know how anybody listens to this. Those girls in the afternoon are putting the Eastern Iowa area through it using this music.
And so I thought maybe, I honestly thought, like, you know, yesterday we kind of hashed it out. I thought maybe we would be done. There would be no more beef to come.
Yeah.
I was wrong. Because I snooped through our little audio, little filing cabinet this morning. Because mm-hmm. I got here about an hour before you, Taylor.
Yes.
And also, what he doesn't know is every producer is on our side.
Well, yeah, this all started because Andrew ratted on him.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got Isaac on our side.
Uh-huh. And I've even recruited Jaden.
And Jaden was in there this morning.
Uh-huh.
Giving you all the tea of what he was saying this morning.
She's telling me where to dig in that filing cabinet to find the dirt and the trash talking that he's saying. And I found some more this morning of what he was saying about our music that we love so much.
So much.
Here's what he had to say this morning on his show.
Now it's even wilder. You got anything else you want to say? Say it now while the bed is playing underneath.
And the bed's a little distracting, but
I need to fix that.
No, you're good. It's just it's an odd bed. Now they're going to come after me, but it's fine. What is that?
I don't know.
Who made this?
I don't know. Not Destiny and not Taylor, and that's why they can't tell me what I can do with it.
It's
okay. Right. Again, I about a minute in, and then it's according to the Geneva Conventions, it is torture. I got to stop using it.
That's dramatic.
He's being really
okay,
dramatic.
Okay, here's the thing. Leave the drama to us girls, Todd, okay? Torture.
Yeah, we just have drama between us. Let us deal with that, you know? Why are you getting yourself involved?
Right. I don't know. He keeps clicking on it, though, so I'm like, you're asking for it, man.
You really are.
You really think it's torture? It's like Baby Shark. You hear it, and then you can't unhear
it.
So you're listening to it for the rest of the day in your mind, and maybe that's what he's experiencing.
I think if he can't stop talking about it, and us, and talking trash, I think it's time that we get revenge. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, and then honestly, we became little wusses, and we couldn't do it.
Well, because I thought maybe it'll fizzle out.
It's not fizzling out.
He had to catch Jaden up this morning when she got in there, and now it's kind of like, okay, we gotta assert our dominance, okay?
Yeah,
we gotta put our big girl pants on.
Tomorrow's Women's Day. Dang it.
In the spirit of Women's Day,
we gotta get revenge.
I don't think that's what the day is for, but we're gonna make it that way.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.